Welcome to another episode of Bachelor Chat with Beauty and the Beast. I'm here with the beautiful Nicole Smith.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. He knows I needed that today. Let's dive in. First of all, I have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, before we get into it, Suns are on game 6 tonight, so I have to get going, and you have to get going for work-related stuff, so this is just going to be an on-the-fly. Normally, We powwow, we talk, we prep. This is just on the fly. I don't even know if I'm going to do any editing unless something's said that's stupid, which we don't really normally do. So it's just going to be on the fly, just going off.
You're going to get us completely uncut today. So
this is a big, big episode because anyone that gets a rose gets a hometown.
Yes, exactly. And so Greg got the first one-on-one. And I want to start off by saying Greg's my fave besides Mike A. Okay. I think her and Greg are meant to be, and that's endgame, but...
All right, I have different thoughts on Greg.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We can never agree on this, like, matter, and it's so frustrating. Okay, so first of all, this is, like, a Katie, apparently, like, her hometown-style date?
Yeah, so...
Because where is she from?
He gets the one-on-one, and there's two people, Mike P. and Brendan, who have yet to have a one-on-one.
Yes. So now one of them... This is Greg's second one-on-one.
Second. Now they're sitting there going, questioning, like, oh, shit. Yes. So that's where we cut off. But they get it. It's their one-on-one where she's from Seattle, which, you know what? I kind of like the hometown, like, make it so you're...
It's cute because it's just, like, little bits that are reminiscent, but it's not really the hometown.
Yeah.
But at the fake fish market...
All right, I don't mind it because, like, I've never been to Seattle besides I was there for, like, 14 hours.
But, like, does Katie go down to the fish market and hawk fish? Like, well, that's, I have a question.
All right, first off, two things. I heard people didn't like this date. I didn't mind it as much. The second thing is she called it Pike's Place.
Yeah.
And I believe when I was going on Twitter, it's Pike Place.
Yeah.
And people were going to roasting
like
her.
They were raging.
That's like me being from Boston.
But maybe for TV purposes, they're like, you have to screw it up and say Pike's Place, trademark-wise. I don't know.
I don't know. But if that's like me going home to Boston and then them saying like terms that Bostonians use that normal people don't. They're like liquor store and I say Packies. And it's like, no, it's a packy. Or like bubblers or a bub. And it's like, no, it's a bubbler instead of a water fountain. So I can understand like people in Seattle like...
I have so many more questions now than I originally started with.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't really have something that's like very Arizona that
We don't really have a thing. It's like, oh, a bunch of cactuses. It's like, it's cacti. But okay, yeah, like that's pretty much it.
So...
But they're doing a fake thing where they're throwing this massive fucking tuna at each other. And it was so weird.
This is why I think he's like very fake. Because this is like, I think him trying to pretend to be an actor.
Oh, like he's having fun.
Because he goes, oh my God, I thought it was real. It was moving. Like, that's just so fake. They were sitting there, not moving, on ice. And he was like, oh, I thought in the middle of New Mexico. That's where I thought it was like very fake.
Okay, differing opinions. That's fine. I thought it was adorable, even though I thought the date was stupid. And then they're doing cute things. I do like the flower arranging date. That's adorable. He makes her a bouquet. What was the football one?
Football's big in Seattle.
Oh, like, I was like, well, I didn't understand the time for that. Okay, duh, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
No, I don't claim them.
There's something off with them. Even when they had their dinner and like they're after the really? Group date, there's just something like
Maybe I'm feeling it from Katie's perspective because like I can tell
she loves him. But there's something about him just not really getting emotional, not really he just says like, it's almost like he has a PR in his ear. This is what I would love, a spin-off show.
Did you and Greg have a PR
session? No. Although, I think he played basketball at school in Vermont, and we scrimmaged them one year when I was coaching out there, so maybe we played against them, but I'd have to do like massive research on that, and I don't feel like doing it. But this is what I would love, a spin-off show. After the men talk at all, it's like the final three men or four men.
And
it's all their exes come in there and actually say if that's truly who he is or if Greg's like Brendan or it's like, no, he just says all these stuffs, but he's cheating on the side. He's doing this. Like, I would love to have
Here's my fear about Greg. I think it's like to me, like Mike A is Tyler Cameron. Everybody loves him. There's not a single person that hates Mike A, I think ever. Right. So like Mike A is the obvious choice. I have a feeling she might not pick him. I feel like she might pick Greg, and I'm thinking of, like, Jed.
Yeah.
Like, it might come out he's, like, a Jed, and that's my only hesitation with Greg.
I think she says this. She says something along the lines of, like when you're in the group date, you don't seem like yourself or this.
Yes, she did bring that up.
And she's like, my worry is that you're going to send yourself home. And the reason why I think she thinks that is it shouldn't be a real fear if she likes him as much and he was returning the favor. But she, I think, is sensing that like he's not really expressing himself.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to play the good guy. If
he's like, oh, I'm just shy in front of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, actors are not shy.
Yeah. And I just think he's like, oh, I'm shy in front of people. I think he's like maybe trying to get sent home and be in the top three and be a favorite right now that everyone kind of likes. And maybe he's just trying to get sent home.
Told you it's like a Jed. Maybe he is a sneaky, sneaky person and he is a Jed. And he's like, oh, I didn't plan on getting this far.
But we also didn't know that he had a girl. Jed had a girlfriend we knew from all along. Like, we haven't heard that about Greg. I just think there's just something off.
He doesn't. Acting rumors and things like that.
He doesn't show any emotion when they talk about, like, when she, like, opens up. He's like, yeah, you know, I do feel that too. Just very, like, it seems very scripted. So that's.
Well, and then, okay, can we talk about this? With a random rainstorm?
Well, they planned that.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But still,
it's very funny. I think it's like kind of...
The interns at Bachelorette work real hard.
I think when you're watching a movie, it sounds good.
In reality, I was
I don't think like in reality... And
it's not fun.
I don't think I've ever like in a downpour absolutely like made out. You're wet. To me, being it's wet stinks.
Being wet... Well, it's like three things that it reminds me of. It's like, okay, like shower sex, not that sexy. Like you're cold half the time.
Hot tub sex, overrated.
Hot tub sex, so overrated. Honestly, it's uncomfortable. And kissing and making out in the rain, like, it's just like you're standing under a shower. It's not that fun.
Nope. It's
like very overrated. You're trying to breathe, and then you're like, I don't know if you get runny nose. Like, it's just weird.
It looks cool when you have a multi-million dollar camera production crew around you. Not in reality.
Does not portray well.
Then we go to the group date.
The group date, yes. Everyone, it was an art exhibit.
Yeah, everyone but Mike P gets picked, so now we know.
Mm-hmm, Mike P's getting the one-on-one.
So what happens is Brendan, which rightfully so, is like, well, I never had a one-on-one, and Hometowns is next. Writing on the wall, maybe. I got to go have a talk with Katie. Because
I've got to have I need time with her. Yeah.
Because realistically.
And then when we see Brendan, I'm like, this is the most we've ever heard him speak.
Who are you? Here's the thing with it. It was Katie had to get it down to 7.
Yeah.
And it just so happened, if she had to get down to 6, he would have been gone. It just so happened that he was just left over.
He was just like right above the cut.
Yeah. He just let her.
I just like, it's kind of like how Dylan Barber was. Like, we didn't know who he was until he got on Paradise. So I'm very curious to see Brendan and like if he gets to Paradise. And
rumor has it, and it's been, I think, pretty factual that Brendan and Blake were friends growing up. They played on the same hockey team in Canada.
What?
And Blake happened to be like, yeah, go for it, and kind of maybe push for him.
And then showed up.
Yeah, kind of fucked up.
That's weird.
Why you saw him go say bye to Blake.
Oh.
At the end. Because they're friends.
And I just thought we were friends from the house.
Nope.
What?
And so,
how did I miss this information? Yeah. That's weird.
And so one of the things with Blake is, or Brendan is, you don't really get it much now. Maybe it's just a bad edit. I think he did the right thing. Hey.
Yeah.
I got to go, like, I have my one last chance. I'm going to go sit there and see if I can get at least 5 or 10 minutes to speak with her.
Right.
To try to convince her to, like, keep me and get something.
I think that shows that he's actually there for the right reasons then, honestly. Yeah.
And you know what? Worst case is basically you get an answer. Am I against it? Home? Do I have a chance? And she was basically like, no. I think she said a line, which I think it's a big cop-out that they use that. That Bachelor,
I just don't think we've gotten that far. We just haven't broken that barrier.
I don't think we can get there in time.
Yeah. Well,
Katie, if you really want, you as your whole show, if you really wanted to make time for him and you liked him enough, you would have given him enough time.
Yeah.
But you didn't because you liked other people for it. What she should have said is, listen, I like a lot other people here. You're just not in the four that I could see going to a hometown. I like the other guys more, which would be true. It might be mean, but... The whole cop out of
it is a cop out. I just haven't got there. They kind of have to do it though.
Yeah, but we don't have enough time to get to where I want to get to. Well, you,
I mean,
you
I
did.
Would be honest and be like, you know, like the time we did have, I don't feel like we used it. Like it wasn't used in a way that like we really got to advance. Like that would be the more honest, accurate way of saying it is being like, you know, like you had the same amount of time as everybody else, and you just didn't like spend it trying to get to know me as much as I hoped you would have, or. You know, like you didn't use it to advance our relationship.
I don't think they did. I think she just kind of kept him around because he was somewhat nice and maybe it found him attractive. Yeah. But it's just a cop. I'll just say that. You got to like Let these people know. It might hurt more, but let them know the truth. You know?
No, let them live in ignorant bliss.
So he gets sent home, basically.
He goes home.
Then the group date. They show up to an art museum, basically, of this lady, and it's
it was all a very roses. Interesting art exhibit.
It's roses and things that look like vaginas.
Yep. I loved it.
That's what it is.
And like I love how they tried to edit it so the men feel awkward, but like would you feel awkward if you saw a bunch of vagina esque art?
I would be like, one, you think it's funny that we did this whole non-masturbation thing, but yeah. Then you're just gonna do sexual things and like Katie, if we can't masturbate, you can't either. And we're not gonna do this. So we do this whole thing of
look at all these vagina looking flowers.
Yeah, and then they make all these people.
They make all them all do like draw. An art class.
Mike's was terrible. It was a butt. They didn't look like a butt. I thought it looked more closer to a vagina than a butt.
It definitely looked like a vagina to me.
Yeah.
Consensus in my household was it was a vagina.
Then Blake.
Blake's is always blacked out, and I'm like, what are you drawing that is so explicit?
I think it's just a big penis.
100%. That's his sense of humor, probably.
Yep. Andrew just, obviously not a good draw.
Andrew's looked like, he said something like, I'm going to eat my way to her heart. And I was like, is that a sexual innuendo?
It was.
It totally is.
And then we get to Justin. One thing about Justin, like, who is this guy? We don't know anything about him.
He's like Brendan. Who is Justin?
Who is Justin? Like, we don't know.
And then they're like, first of all, I don't know if you noticed this. Maybe I just now noticed this and realized it. But like, she kisses Justin and all the other guys like turn their heads. And I'm just like, oh, it is very weird to think that she's like openly kissing everybody on a date. Like, I know I've thought about this before, but I feel like normally like it's off in the corner where you're not supposed to see it. But she like openly kissed Justin in front of everybody. And I was like, oh, this feels uncomfortable.
I also think Justin's painting that he brought night one is bullshit.
I don't think it was his because I'm like, what is this piece of shit artwork?
Like, obviously,
Andrew did better.
His rose looked good, but the other pictures look so bad. Now,
it looked like a 4-year-old's art piece. I don't know what a
painter does. But I would assume that maybe he has better
paint. He could have done something even abstract and just called it a fucking day.
But like he could have better paintbrushes to do something good. But I'll tell you this. The painting, the picture he had night one
was not
even remotely close to what this looked like. This looked like his painting looked like someone that can get like a B+, A- in high school art class. Like, oh, not bad. You put an effort. It's solid.
I still think Andrew's was better.
His painting night one was like a masterpiece. It was like, this is a very good fucking picture. This guy, I think someone helped him with it. Like he just did the basics and someone else came like an art teacher and like, touched it up. Maybe this
was the bachelor's producer's way. But then he shows up
that night with a different painting to her.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't do these. There's no way. You had these like stored away. There's no way.
Yeah, he goes, and then he goes, I'm nervous. I'm the artist here. And I'm like, why would you be nervous?
He's a fake artist.
He's a faker. He's a faker. 100%. I think his sister, his cousin or somebody.
That day, I thought stunk.
What?
For when you have four guys left.
It was very weird.
You just like do something better than like.
I mean, I didn't hate it, but it was just like we're drinking wine, looking at art that looks like a vagina, and now we're painting pictures.
But here's the problem with a lot of these dates. You want like the Brendan to get there in time, get further, do something.
Right.
Well, in reality.
Again, like, I told you these dates are not.
They're not good for people. Like
they're not good for like.
You have a chance to get better. You get.
You don't have
a
chance to get to know each other.
The drama takes away from some people's time. And then basically it's the people that get the one-on-one that stay. Everyone that had a one-on-one.
Gets to stay.
Got to stay because they get a little more time. Because
they get a couple of hours. You know what I mean? You think about it in reality. It's a couple of hours.
So,
but yeah, these group dates are not group dates. It's just a fucking group hanging out hardly.
Then, they have their nightcap. They all talk. Mike ends up getting the group date rose.
And as much as I love Mike, I just kind of felt like Andrew stood out to me on that group date with the little card that was like, I'm falling for you. And I'm a huge, I love Mike A. But I just was like, oh, she kind of just like dismissed all of Andrew's effort that night.
All his effort. And I thought it was clever. And honestly, basically did the same thing that she did for his one-on-one, which I thought was clever.
So clever and so cute with the lights. And it was so romantic. And you can tell that he cares so much about her, and I'm like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah,
keep him.
Yeah. So Mike gets it. Then we go to Mike P's
one-on-one. What the fuck was that?
This I'm not exaggerating. This might be the worst one-on-one date in the history of Bachelor Nation.
It's just like, okay, first of all, we always pick the most awkward people to go on these like very intimate dates, like the massages, because I think wasn't Katie's date was the massage with Tyler Cameron with
Mike.
With Mike, and they had, like, she, you know what I mean? Like, it was very funny, but it was, like, as much as I love her and she's a sexual person, like, that was a very awkward date. Like, we were just telling someone to, like, harass his friend Tyler during a massage. Like, whatever. It's just, like, we're going to pick the virgin who cried on two dates about sex. And
it's not that
he's now we're going to make him sit awkwardly close.
Yeah, you're going to, I don't care who you are, you're a virgin, not a virgin. If you are spending an hour, 2 hours just cuddling with someone the whole time.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't like they, like the Blake thing where they can lay in the hay and they probably talk a little bit, make out.
It's like there's a third person there being very awkward.
It's almost like a therapist that is, and this is the problem, is this cuddling profession person, I forget what her role is.
Guiding counselor,
whatever, which is like a fake profession.
Such a fake profession.
She is taking it way too serious. And how are Mike and her supposed to progress?
And like have a conversation and actually like bond and get to know each other. It's like we're just physically touching and talking to this third person while they're looking at us. Like, weird.
Yeah.
How weird. I hate this.
It's so annoying. This date was the worst. On top of that, like, how can you even have a simple conversation there? Mike was trying to, but he was just over complimenting her.
They've done this every season. They pick the person who's not physically, like, who was it last season who also did this with Mike? And she was like, I'm just not a physical person.
Oh, it was.
And it was so awkward to watch. And she was like, I actually hated that date. And
they did like sexual.
It was like sexual yoga or something. I know, right? Who was it? Because she was. It wasn't Kit, was it?
No, it was, what's her name? I believe she.
She pretty much like went home that night.
She was younger. She was like 22, 23.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like they always pick the person that hates physical touch or like it just is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And Mike.
Serena,
yes. Yeah. She's like, oh, that was so terrible. Like I hated it. And he was like, oh. Like,
Yeah.
We talked about love languages are very different.
Yeah. And I just feel bad for Mike because he gets set up. They set these people up for failure.
100% set him up for failure. Not
that I don't think you ever would have won because I don't think there's no way Katie would have married a virgin. But you set this guy for failure.
Literally.
He's an awkward guy. So in this situation, all he's doing is like, what are you supposed to talk about? Compliment.
Yeah, just compliment each other. It's tough
to have a full-on conversation. So where are you from? Like, tell me about like what's your favorite thing to do? You can't do that. So you're just cuddling like so close to someone who's trying to be sexual. Then,
and Katie keeps laughing.
But Mike says maybe the worst thing you could say.
Oh my God. No, it gets worse. It's so bad.
You remind me of my mom.
Fucking can't. I cannot. If a man ever says that to me, just know we are never having sex. It's not going any further. Like that is weird.
People tend to date people that are similar to like
their family. Similar, but you would never say that. That would be like if I'm dating a guy and he'd be like, oh, you remind me of my brother. Like, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah. So like,
you have attributes of somebody.
I could be like, she's similar to like, my mom was played sports growing up. This girl like dates someone plays sports, but I'd never be like, oh, you remind me of my mother to her face.
Right.
But I think naturally you're attracted to people that are similar to your family.
You are. But you are. Like, but you would never, like, girls typically, not all the time, are attracted to guys that remind them of their fathers. You know what I mean? But it's more like, it's not even the physical. It's the personal attributes.
Yeah.
It's the personality traits. But, again, you just don't say that to somebody. And I want to give him so much credit. I'm like, is it because you're a virgin?
It's also, yeah.
Do you not know that is very sexually, like, such a big turnoff?
Because if a girl told me, like, oh, you remind me of my father while we're, like, making out and doing stuff, and then we're about to
have
sex.
Maybe that's why some guys don't like being called daddy.
Like, I couldn't have sex.
Like, you'd be like, what are you doing? I'm forever soft. Thank you. But it wasn't the fact that he said it once. And then he compared her touch. And then he said something about like, she cuddles like my mom. And I'm like, please stop. You're so far gone.
Yeah, it's just so, I thought he was like, maybe he was like worse. Trying to be cute.
Maybe he's trying to be funny.
Trying to get like Bachelor Nation to think he's awesome. And that was not the way to do it. He did have something at the end where he told her, he said something along those lines, just because I cannot experience life with you doesn't mean I won't be rooting for you, which is super nice.
That was very nice. And he's such a sweetheart, though.
I think she replied with OGs after that because I think she realized she had to send him home.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, you're not feeling it. It's not reciprocated. But I thought that was very nice. Like, he was like, yeah, I can't do life with you. But, like, I'm rooting for you always. Like, that was very, very sweet and honestly, like, a great way to go in my mind.
good. He goes home. I mean, he's a
Brendan's
good guy.
Gone home. Yeah. Mike P went home.
So now we're down to one more person left to leave. And we get to the rose ceremony. And of course, Mike has a rose.
Greg has a rose.
They go, Blake gets the first rose. And it's between Justin and Andrew.
Yep.
If I was a betting man. I would have picked Andrew. And you gave me even money to bet either person. I would have put in my house, yeah. my life, my
everything
car,
on Andrew.
My entire life savings on Andrew getting picked.
I was flabbergasted. I'm like, what the fuck? You picked Justin?
We don't know anything besides that he might be a painter.
He might be a painter. And he makes crazy weird facial expressions and he looks like Borat.
It's insane. So she picks Andrew. Everyone's going on.
Like, surprised.
This is the part where I go, well, there's like 15, 20 minutes left. What the fuck are we getting into? Yeah. So then Andrew shows up at her door.
Yes.
Last time to save it. They sit there, they cuddle, they're happy. And he's just like, hey, listen, like, this is tough. A typical conversation I'd probably have. It's right. tough and all this stuff. He leaves her a note that
Yeah. And it says something about, like, I will be here.
Oh, if you change your mind, yeah. I will be waiting.
I will be waiting, which to me is like, this guy fucking likes you. Like, he really cares about you.
I have a different opinion now. I thought that's what it was. If you change your mind, I see both sides.
Tell
if
me the other side.
If you change your mind, I'll be waiting for you. She then runs.
Runs!
To catch him. Jumps I know. In his arms.
Just and, hugs him, though.
And offers him to come back.
Yeah.
And he says no.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So.
Like, clearly, I'm
say,
so confused.
You can't say, if you change your mind, I'll be waiting, but not right now. So that's kind of fucked up that he does that and she asks and he says no. Now, I can see the other side where he did say, I basically got dumped. It felt like shit. I don't want to go through that again.
Right, he doesn't want to go to another rose ceremony and maybe not get further because yeah. you already dumped him once.
Yeah, so there's
the speculation online is he means like after the show.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out, I'll be waiting.
If it doesn't work out, I'll be here for you. Like,
which,
what?
I get his side where it's like, hey, listen, you eliminated me for a reason. Out of the five guys, there's five of us left. Right. There's a reason. There's obviously someone there, one or two, that you have a better at least connection with.
I mean, so geez, I don't at least want, four.
It would be like if a girl was like, dating like three guys
right.
out here dating is like going on dates. I'm one of yeah. them, but I know she's going on dates with so-and-so. Then I hear a couple of the other guys be like, kind of start ghosting her. And then she's like, comes back to me. I'd be like, no, I was talking to you like a month ago and like you were not interested. You wanted to pursue other things.
Yeah,
and you came back. Like,
I agree.
I'd be like, I'm sorry. I'm not like a third choice right now.
Yeah.
Now if it goes out and the guy's a scumbag and he fucks you over or something
That's
like that, maybe
different.
I consider it, but he kind of, it's didn't work. You came back. He called it off.
Yeah.
And then you come to me, I'd be like, no, it's okay. So I get that side, but he did write that, and then he told her no.
And it was just very, like, chaotic to me, because it's like, you can't, yeah.
Then we get to, he walks to the car, and they just start, like, making out one more time.
One last hurrah.
If you were the other guys, I would kind of be like, what
Clearly
the fuck is this?
Clearly you fucking like him. Why are we here? Like, but it's very confusing.
I would say, like, why would you walk a guy to the car? And then make Can we out? Make out one more time? Yeah, and they have, like, a decently, like, passionate kiss.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, then it why are you sending so him? Chaotic. Andrew, why are you going home? Why? She offered you to stay. There's clearly
you're leaving,
something.
You're still making out.
Why'd
like,
you send him home if there's that passionate? You know he's leaving. Imagine
you know
if.
You know he's a good one, too. Like, he's so, like, he's been, like, he's been 100% down for Katie from day one.
Imagine you're a guy you're talking to is talking to another girl.
Yeah.
And he goes to you and he goes, hey, listen. I went on a few dates, just so you know, I've been dating a couple people. I'm picking you over Jen, whatever.
Right.
But I'm going to go make out with her one more time before I come to you. That's kind of fucking weird.
That's fucking weird. No, I agree. It's fucked up. It's weird and it's uncomfortable. And that's why I'm like, but there's a lot about this season that doesn't make sense.
Well,
I have a lot of opinions.
We end on that. I just don't get why Justin's here.
I don't get why she would pick Justin. Maybe he's an easy exit after hometowns. But, like, you want to meet Justin's family and not Andrew's? I want to meet Andrew's family.
I mean, if you were going to send – if you kept Brendan, didn't even give him a chance to have it one-on-one, why not keep Connor?
Right.
Like, at least give him another chance. She sent him home, and they had a better connection
than
Brendan.
And they had a way better connection than Brendan.
So I don't get the whole, like, keeping Justin around. I don't understand it. Maybe she knows something we don't.
I'm like, have you even kissed Brendan? You know what I mean? Like, have they ever kissed?
I just don't know why Justin over Andrew.
I also wonder how many makeout sessions they don't show us.
Yeah, that's true.
They should do a compilation at the end of the year. How interesting would that be?
Like total minutes kissed.
Like total minutes kissed, but like a compilation video of all the kisses. And then also, did anybody ever get mono?
Oh.
How is that not a thing?
Interesting.
I just thought about that.
I don't know. I didn't cross my mind.
I make out with two people within 2 weeks, and I usually get sick. Like, it's insane. I have such a weak. I have a weak immune system.
That, well, you can never be the Bachelorette. So.
Well, we can still apply.
I was gonna say, what was I gonna say? Justin.
It doesn't click.
They're just terrible at editing, and just didn't because he wasn't. He was just simple, and
it
maybe
was very inconsistent for him.
Yeah, TV.
They just like to use a space.
Was the first time that Katie did say, "This is the first decision I made where I don't know if I made the right decision." And it's like, I have a theory on things, or not theory. This is what I do. If I can't decide between two items,
flip a coin, see which one you're actually hoping for.
So yeah, so you flip a coin. Let's say she is between Andrew and Justin.
Yeah.
She flips a coin. Heads is Andrew.
Yeah.
Tails is Justin. It lands on tails. If it lands on tails, she goes, "Ah, oh, that means she really wanted
you really
Andrew.
Want
you
really want Andrew. Take Andrew." I agree. I always do the coin flip, or I'm like, or
if it lands on Andrew, she's like, "Okay." If you say okay, and you're not like, "Oh no, Justin." If you say you flip the coin, you go, "Okay." Yeah. Then that's him. If you say you lands on Justin, and you go, "Ah," even like question a little bit. The other guy.
You want the other guy, 100%. And I do that all the time with people. I'm like, flip a coin. You'll know, and you'll find out real quick which one you want more.
So we go. We have the four people for the hometowns, which is basically the families coming here.
Yep.
I'm gonna be honest. There's a rumor going around. It hasn't been like confirmed or anything.
I read about it.
That Mike's like sends himself home, and I think the theory is.
Oh, I read a different rumor.
Oh, that Mike sends himself home. I think because he can't have his family come visit. Or his kid. I think this is not because he has to FaceTime his kid every day, which we saw in that episode.
And Katie can't meet the kid yet?
I don't think, because Katie can't meet the kid. And it's kind of like, hey, if I'm having a hometown, you should be meeting my kid before we get engaged.
I'm curious why his kid can't come then.
That's what I think why he goes home. I just read a rumor. Your rumor is what?
I read a rumor that her and Greg have a huge, it was right after I finished the episode. I heard the rumor that her and Greg have a huge blowout over fantasy suites. And it's like way worse than Hannah and Luke P. And
Greg plays into my theory that Greg is there not for the right reasons.
That's why I was like, initially when I started this episode, I wrote like Greg is endgame. And then like after the show, like actually it was this morning, I read a thing online that was, I don't even know how I stumbled on it. And it was like, yeah, Greg has a huge blowout with Katie over the fantasy suites. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh God, it probably is true. But they said it's like the worst fight in Bachelorette history. Worse than Luke P, and that was pretty freaking bad.
I just want to say that if that is true, it's he got as far, he faked it. That's why
he's
pretending to be upset. He doesn't show any emotion during this thing. And that just proves to me.
Yeah, your theory might be right, and
that he was
there.
He's just being a good guy, not showing up. Honestly, like if you're in his shoes, it's like, hey, I'm gonna be a great guy. Everyone's gonna like me, but I'm not gonna open up so that she has to send me home. Because every other person that never opened up gets sent home.
Yeah,
and for whatever reason.
But historically, like if you're the favorite, you're the favorite, and like doesn't matter what the fuck you do, you're gonna stick around.
I don't know. I just think that like it's kind of it just makes sense in my eyes that like. If he has a blow up, it's like, I
gotta get out of here. She's gonna pick me.
Yeah, so maybe before fantasy suites, I'll say you can't have sex with anyone else and put her in a spot.
So if this is really the thing, Mike A goes home, Greg goes home, then I mean, realistically, we're looking at.
It's Blake.
It's Blake. I was like, there's no way it's Justin. I'd be shocked as hell if it was Justin, but it's
Blake.
And if
it is Justin, they might stay together because they have to, but she will call it off, not him.
Okay.
That's in my eyes, if Justin.
Alternatively, in a better universe, she goes back to Andrew. And they live happily forever.
But I heard the cast for Bachelor in Paradise came out and Andrew was on it.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Damn it.
Who knows? Maybe he...
Maybe he gets a call from the U.S. and it's Katie.
Maybe. But I guess that wraps it up. We're 30 minutes. Look at that. This will be out. I'm not even going to edit this. Just going to send it out there.
Send it. Full send. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you follow us at Bachelor Chat on Instagram.